This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We will begin today with a completely serious, although fundamentally unanswerable question. As congressional Republicans keep grinding away on their tax bill, the question is, which tax bill is the tax bill? The full House is planning to vote on its bill this week. The Senate Finance Committee started work on its bill today. President Trump, as you might have heard, weighed in on Twitter this morning with a suggestion or two of his own. There is, in short, a lot going on, and keeping things straight is no easy task. So we got Richard Rubin on the phone. He covers tax policy for The Wall Street Journal. It's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
So is it just me, or is this whole thing getting more complicated the closer we get, in theory, to some kind of resolution of what this bill is going to be?
Well, I think in some ways it's part of the natural legislative process where you've got now two competing bills, the House bill and the Senate bill, and they're both changing. The House bill changing multiple times in committee last week. The Senate bill is headed for a bunch of changes this week. So if there were only one thing and they were working on one thing, maybe you could follow it. That's not where we are.
And now you have the president weighing in this morning in a tweet saying he wants the individual mandate repealed in one of these bills. He also wants changes to the top layer to pay for middle class tax cuts. There's yet a third player.
Yeah. And, you know, the Republicans on the Hill are somewhat wary of that. They House members quite clearly recall when they passed a health care bill and he cheered it on and then he called it mean. So they're a little wary of his what he's going to do. It's been relatively quiet on this front while he's been in Asia. And this tweet, this statement before he comes back just shows exactly what could happen when he returns and finds something he doesn't like and disrupts the process.
You wrote this weekend about the ultimate stated purpose from the Republicans on this thing is to simplify the tax code. Is it going to do that?
Sort of. There are some ways in which this will be simpler. Fewer people will itemize, so you less tracking of your charitable contributions because you won't get to write them off separately anyway. But there's also a subset of people for whom simplification is actually worse. If you get take the medical expense deduction now for nursing home care or whatever, and you can't get that, well, sure, it's simpler, but you might pay more. And so there's always this trade-off between simplification and who actually bears the tax burden.
Much has been made of the amount to which the federal debt will – the amount by which the federal debt will grow as a result of this bill. Do you, as a guy who studied this for a while, do you put much stock in the this tax cut will pay for itself school of thought that Secretary Mnuchin and others are forwarding?
Tax cuts and tax policy in general can change the size of the economy. Taxes matter. Tax reforms, overhauls, whatever word you want to use, can make the economy more efficient. And that can encourage growth. They can encourage investment. But I would just be wary of any large claims in either direction on this.
What are you looking for in the next, God, it's 72, 96 hours, right, until this thing starts moving forward substantively?
Well, it's a two-ring circus this week. So you've got the which is, you know, less than usual. Look, you've got the – because you've got two things – you really do have two things happening. You have the House trying to get 218 votes for their bill, and we'll see whether they'll need any substantive changes to get there. It doesn't look like it at this point. And then you have the Senate Finance Committee working on its version, and they'll be in a committee markup all week. Really what we have going on with the House and Senate, each trying to solve their own vote-counting problems.
Right.
And then if they get there, to then try and solve each other's vote counting problems.
Well, to that problem of the twain eventually having to meet on this thing, is there a sense, do you have a sense from talking to people on the Hill and on these committees of which House's version, the House or the Senate, might wind up being closer to what finally winds up being passed? That's a complicated question, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, whichever House the person is that you're talking to, they think their version will prevail. And look, there's some real fundamental disconnects here. The House has had to continue to allow a $10,000 property tax deduction to get enough votes from lawmakers from New York and New Jersey to get this thing to pass. The Senate uses the money from repealing that to pay for other tax cuts. You hear people sometimes saying, oh, they're just doing tax cuts, and they're not. There's some significant structural changes to the tax system that they're putting in here that are more than just taking $1.5 trillion in tax cuts and spreading it around. But they've definitely been moving in the direction from overhaul toward right. cuts along a continuum over the past year or so.
Right. Richard Rubin, he is the U.S. tax policy reporter at the Wall Street Journal, writing on this for weeks and weeks and months and months, and it's all good
years.
Stuff. Years. Richard, thanks a lot.
Thanks.